Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE on what will be a hot and sticky Saturday around the Kate listening area, as we welcome in one of the A-Team members, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. A happy hot Saturday to you, Tom.
Yes, I'm sitting with the umbrellas over me, and I'm getting fanned and fed grapes.
Wow.
And if you believe that, I got some land in Florida to sell you.
We can always dream of that picture of you sitting there, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to dream that. So
We did have a listener email, Tom, and it came to me as well. Hello, Insights into Insurance. I called your agency to get a quote on my farm. One of your agents told me that they need to come out and take pictures and ask me questions regarding the farm. Can't I just get a quote? And this was sent in by Aaron. So thank you, Aaron, for that email.
Yeah, Aaron, and totally get it. It sounds like you're maybe a little frustrated that that all has to be done, but I can answer why, okay? The key focus of any insurance company is profitability, okay? Just like any business, okay, insurance companies are in the business to make a profit, okay? That doesn't always happen, okay? But that's what they're in the business for. So any company we write with, Aaron, wants to know about the potential insured before they or we make an offer of coverage to an insured. We call this frontline underwriting. So basically, we as agents and an agency are the company's frontline underwriting. I have contracts with each company or all of our companies that basically says these are the things that we expect out of you as a representation, because we got a lot of power based on there. You know, once we sign an application and have the prospect or the client sign it, they're bound to that. And they might not even know who you are or have seen anything. So I would say every company is going to want to know who their potential insured is. Okay. So that's kind of a quick answer on that.
Well, and Tom, we've always seen the commercials out there with the little lizard, and we won't say the company, but
yep.
You know, you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes. Buyer beware, because, you know, maybe that company doesn't do that type of an insurance coverage. And, you know, you can call 10 different insurance companies, and if they're really an insurance company for the benefit of the customer, they're going to do the due process. Mm-hmm. They're not just going to throw you a bone, so to speak, and give you a quote right over the phone.
Yeah. Well, I can, you know, those companies that you're talking about, I can tell you that they do some frontline underwriting, okay? So when you call in, they'll get your Social Security number, your driver's license number, your information on your autos, and there is reports that we can get that will pretty much show anything that has happened as far as any age of the drivers, the claims history, the violations, previous and continuous coverage, and your credit score. Okay, so those are all frontline underwriting items, and they can do that, and they will do that, and might still be able to do it within 15 minutes, because those that information is able to be sought out pretty quickly. Now, auto insurance. So depending on the type of policy, the frontline underwriting can be very little or very extensive. auto insurance is probably the least amount of frontline underwriting that we deal with in our industry. Okay. Now, the savings on those commercials that you hear, it might be that they're taking away coverage. And I shouldn't say that always. Maybe they can be less expensive. But the issue is be careful, buyer beware, okay? You're not going to have any local representation. And also, too, a lot of times I've seen them where they do cut coverages to make it more affordable for people. So what, in the long run, could that be saving you money? Yep, to begin with, but in the long run, it might cost you a lot more money.
So let's go into the email, and this was in regards to hog confinement or coming out to the farm. Hog confinement operations, you're going to probably have a little more extensive frontline underwriting.
Well, yeah, and Aaron's question was just about farm, okay? I'll be honest with you, I don't know exactly what type of farming operation he has. My guess is it might have been just a grain farm operation, but that's guessing. Okay, I'd have to seek out who we actually talked to in our agency and find out what kind of farm. However, just to kind of give you an example of what frontline underwriting is and what we have to do as agents. So I took a hog confinement operation, which we have a lot of them. Confinement operations present a unique set of exposure, even different from a typical grain or cattle farm. This calls for underwriters and agents to look at specific aspects to verify these often highly valued structures have been properly maintained and or updated to meet particular guidelines. The company has guidelines that they want to see. So I have confinement buildings that are insured up to $2 million, just one built, you know. And that's not including the pigs, Mike.
That's just where the pigs are at.
That's right. So this includes characteristics of the structures like the insulation, wiring, exhaust, and various other features, which complete the frontline underwriting can help identify issues that will help determine the overall eligibility and provide the company underwriter with details they need for further review and potentially help avoid surprises, okay? The company doesn't want to find out, well, this wasn't frontline underwritten and now they have a $1.2 million loss that if it would have been underwritten correctly or frontline underwritten correctly, they wouldn't have maybe accepted the exposure or they maybe would have given some ideas for the farmer to do in order to stop a claim. Okay.
And Tom, we should also highlight as these front end underwriters, they're going to be very upfront with the actual owner, because I have seen in the police logs within about the last month, there seems to be suspicious vehicles going around taking pictures of buildings. That's not what we're talking about, folks. If you're with Americana Insurance, they're going to let you know that, you know what, we need to come out. We're going to need to take some photos of maybe the exterior, the electrical room, and the panels. They're going to set an appointment. They're just not going to show up on site and start taking pictures. So we want to make that very clear.
Right. If we come out, some of the pictures that we will need to do is the exterior, control or electrical room and panels, the livestock or poultry confinement area, cooling, ventilation fans, heaters, the fire extinguishers. Other things that we're going to need to get is a 5-year loss history. We have to do replacement cost evaluation on all the buildings. We as agents can do that. We have a program or an app that can do that for us. We put in the characteristics of a building, and we come up with what we call a replacement value. Number of years the insured or farm manager has owned or managed a confinement operation. Obviously, if you've owned one or managed one for a long time, it's probably look more favorably than one that's a brand new manager, you know, things like that. So you tell me when we have to break, but because I'll just keep on going here on some of these other ones, are livestock poultry raised by, on a contract owned by the insured? If it is a contract, and contract growers' coverage is desired, if so, what is the limit of coverage? Advise which structures this coverage applies to. How are the deceased animals disposed of? Is there a manure waste management plan filed with the state? Are all hog confinement structures located at least 50 feet apart? If no, need to indicate the distance between all confinement structures. Are firewalls present in any of the confinement structures? Where are the firewalls located? How far apart are the firewalls? Are all the ventilation exhaust fans on separate circuits, individually fused, connected to a power outage alarm? If heating units are used in the confinement, how are they supported? Chains, cables, ropes, wires, or other material? Do all confinement structures have fire extinguishers with one located at each end of the confinement building? Are fire extinguishers charged and ready to be used of a fire?
So you can see this is kind of just an extensive frontline underwriting example, Tom, and I'm sure there's plenty more examples as well. But let's take that first break.
Oh, much more.
Yeah,
yep.
Let's take a quick break, and we come back. We're going to have more with our Insights into Insurance program. We're talking this morning about frontline underwriting on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Take us out to your ball game. Take us out to the crowd. We sell insurance for most anything. Who'd have guessed that the A-Team could sing for its root? Root, root for good coverage. Americana's more than a name. 4X3772000 for the insurance A-Team.
You'll be singing too when you see what the A-Team and Americana Insurance can do for you.
Let's take it from the top again. I think the rest of you were out of tune.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And Tom, before we took the break, we were talking about frontline underwriting because that's the email, that question that we had. But, you know, you gave a list of extensive frontline underwriting examples. And I thought maybe before we wrap up the show today, maybe give an example of, you know, the property coverage that other frontline underwriting concerns could include, maybe liability concerns as well.
Right. Not only all the property that I went through, and believe you me, you guys might think, the listeners might think, oh, my gosh, that's a lot. And that's just a small portion of what we have to, as frontline underwriters or as agents, need to get the information on to write up. And I'm using an example as a hog confinement operation, but it could be a custom farmer. It could be just a regular grain farmer. But again, it can be very extensive. But the other, like I said, we did just property there.
Great.
The other example of frontline underwriting concerns will include the liability. Okay, you know, how is contract growers and how is that contract written? How is a lot of times hog confinement operations have employees? What's the work comp look like? And what is the history on the work comp? What type of work comp losses have they had? What have they done about those work comp losses? Driving exposures. You know, I got hog confinement operations. I got a fleet of trucks. And what's the type of vehicles? What are the drivers? What are their MVRs look like? What is their claims history? What are the steps and the procedures of such a business activity like a hog confinement? An example, a lockout tagout deal, which is if you are going to work on a piece of equipment, you better put a lock on it and tag it that something's being fixed so that someone doesn't come in and turn the power on and all of a sudden you're losing limbs.
Right.
Okay. What's their biosecurity? There's much, much more, but again, the show isn't long enough for this. So I just think of that you kind of get the idea what frontline underwriting is and why, Aaron, we just can't go and say, here's a quote.
And, you know, as you mentioned to start the program, Tom, auto insurance, that's probably normally maybe same day, home, normally 1 to 2 days. But as you were going through the farm side of it, it could be a few days or it could be a few months to get all of that information gathered. So it's not as customers say, well, I just need a quote. Well, auto and home could be a little different, but on the farm side of things, you need to have some patience.
Absolutely, and then sometimes it also depends on how much the prospect or the person is to get this information. You know, if we can only meet with them at night, or you know, how well do they get back to us with certain questions?
And again, I want to emphasize that if when you're working with an insurance company, hopefully it is Americana Insurance, they will set up an appointment to be out at your location, because as I mentioned, there are some suspicious vehicles out taking pictures of homes and different things. Americana Insurance does the right thing. They'll schedule that appointment with the customer to get that quote. You're going to know that Americana Insurance agents are there taking those pictures.
Actually, I just had a farmer yesterday talk to me about that. He had a questionable vehicle in his neighborhood, and the car had car issues that he was dealing with the people that were in it, and ended up the sheriffs came and actually found that these people had a lot of things that they have stolen. So, yes, there's a lot of questionable people out there. So
hopefully, Aaron, that answer.
Give me a call.
Yeah, hopefully that got answers. Aaron's email answered, but they can always call Americana Insurance, Tom.
507-377-2000, or they can go to our website at americanainsurance.com, or they can email me any questions, too, at insights@americanainsurance.com.
Enjoy the rest of this hot weekend, Tom, and we'll talk again next Saturday on our Insights into Insurance program.
You too, Mike.
That's Tom. I'm Mike, and that will wrap up this Saturday edition of Insights into Insurance here on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.